Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 30th, 2006. My, it's the last day of November. So often we'll say, already, life does go by fast. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. And we do so to encourage those that follow Christ all over the world. Today's message is titled, The Divine Stain Remover. Two passages that Brooksine will read today from Jeremiah 2, verse 22, and then from 1 John 1, verses 6 and 7.
Although you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, the stain of your iniquity is before me, declares the Lord God. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin.
Brooksine enjoys having her morning devotion sitting in a chair by our coal stove in her downstairs family room. She takes a fresh cup of coffee down with her and sets it on a table beside her. A while back, she spilled an entire cup of coffee on the carpet, which made a pretty unsightly stain. She tried blotting it up at the time and cleaning it with a carpet spray cleaner, but it still left a sizable stain. Last week, I tried cleaning it with a carpet cleaner, going over and over the coffee-stained spot, but to no avail. Then I bought some heavy-duty stain remover that claims to remove all stains, including coffee, but we still can't get it up. It now has the appearance of partially frayed fiber from the vigorous rubbing and a faded coffee stain. In other words, a feeble attempt to rid the Berber carpeting of a nasty spill. So Brooksine will just pull the table a bit closer to cover the stain and try to hide it from view.
Well, the fact is, we all have a stain problem, and it is impossible to successfully cover it up. It may not be on our carpet, clothing, or upholstery, but we all have it, and it is visible to a holy, perfect God. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The eternal God declares from Jeremiah, "The stain of your iniquity is before me." This verse describes man's attempt at washing it away, which is always inadequate and certainly ineffective when dealing with sin's stain.
Walking in the light is walking in fellowship with the Father and with others who also walk in the light. When we do so, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
The precious blood of Christ is the divine stain remover. Last night, Stephen taught from this passage, and when he came to this verse, he purposefully read erroneously. The blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from some sin. Well, he did this to ascertain the congregation's attention, as well as to make a point. An older woman named Elsie vigorously shook her head and with a knowing smile corrected him. When she spoke out, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen and hallelujah. The divine stain remover, the blood of Jesus, indeed cleanses us from all sin. It is effective on the worst of stains, even those that seem altogether hopeless. Truly, as the old hymn states, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.
Let's pray together. Father, I thank You for Jesus, who shed His precious, life-giving blood to atone for my sins. I'm filled with inexpressible gratitude to know that there is no sin that I've committed that cannot be forgiven, because your blood cleanses me from all sin. Incredibly, when I sin and even attempt to erase the consequences of my sin, it is ever before you. Though my rebellion and disobedience must cause you genuine pain and grief, you do not look away. Instead, you draw me to yourself as you extend your hands of forgiveness, hands that bear the scars of selfless, sinless sacrifice on my behalf. I'm so glad that my thanksgiving to you for such supreme sacrifice is not limited to my earthly existence, because it's just not enough years to express my gratitude. My expression of praise and thanksgiving to you will be my theme in glory, and I will forever praise you for your forgiveness for my sins. Amen.
Amen, and I hope that is a prayer that we can all from our hearts state today. Thank God for the altogether effective cleansing blood of Jesus. We do have a number of additional resources available from the website today. Our website, again, I often repeat this daily for any new podcast listeners that may not have us bookmarked, is www.dailyencouragement.net. On the website today, I have a photo I actually took of a tremendous artist rendition of the Sacrifice of Christ. If you care to look at that, it's on the website on today's posting, the 30th of November, 2006. Also, I have available today a link to both an audio and video versions of a song that I've really enjoyed the last couple of years. It actually has the title that is the same as an old classic hymn, which I happen to enjoy as well, called Nothing But the Blood. But it's kind of a new version of it, and it's got some wonderful verses that really incorporates the scriptural teaching concerning the Lord's shed blood. And there is an audio and video link to that as well from the site today. Finally, today we have a photo that Brooksine just took, I believe yesterday, perhaps the day before, right outside the window where we work, of a purple finch in our bird feeder. And it came out very well. And I placed it at the bottom of today's posting. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus, to be encouraged.